You're listening to Dom Knight on ABC Radio.
Did you love comics as a kid? Do you have a favourite character? Maybe they've made their way to the big screen in recent years. I absolutely loved comics as a kid. It was just enormous fun. And they're a great way to connect kids with reading. And as we know, literacy isn't always where it should be for young people. This NAIDOC week, you're going to be introduced to three new graphic novels by young Indigenous authors based in Alice Springs. Graphic novel group Stick Mob have teamed up with the Indigenous Literacy Foundation to bring you three wonderful graphic novels, Exo Dimensions, Storm Warning, and Mixed Feelings. Now, Declan Miller is a graphic novelist and author of Mixed Feelings at just 20 years old. Declan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, how you going? Thanks for having me.
Congratulations. We'll get on to what this novel is all about. I've got it in front of me. It looks absolutely amazing. There's a the cover has a skull and a whole bunch of eyes coming out of his mouth, terrifying eyes surrounding someone. So we'll find out about that very shortly. We also have Wendy Cowan with us. She's an Alice Springs teacher and artist, and she used to teach Declan in school. Go figure. Wendy, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
And what a wonderful thing to go into business with a student.
Yes. Yes, we are in business, and we're in the business of telling stories and creating graphic novels.
What a wonderful business it is, too. Yes, you created Stick Mob together, where these graphic novels have been created. So, Declan, Wendy taught you in Year 8. How did all this start?
Well, in Year 8, I had my English class, had my little English class, and I used to go to an after-school program where Wendy was teaching, and it was like a little homework center and all that kind of stuff. And in my English class, I used to have 15 minutes to be able to write my own story and be able to do my own thing before we get into the actual learning and actual schoolwork and all that kind of stuff. And of course, me being in Year 8 and being a kid, I would exceed that time to maybe one or all school, the whole school day. And so I wanted to show someone my story and all that kind of stuff. I ended up showing it to the right person, which was Wendy. And she kind of pointed me in the right direction. And I started showing my friends and peers at the after-school program. And we became like a little team and we started working on it. And it started growing and growing. And now it's pretty much fully out there, and we've got two more different books, Storm Warning and Exo Dimensions, and I'm still with a couple of girls that actually helped me from the start for Mixed Feelings.
That's such a wonderful story. Tell us about Mixed Feelings. What's the plot of this graphic novel?
Okay, so Mixed Feelings is about a girl, Pam, and her uncle, and they're just she's going through school life, and she eventually gets mixed into the wrong crowd and doing things that she's not necessarily proud of. And what happens is when a stranger gives her the ability to go back in time and change those things that she did in her past, and that's not necessarily the best thing to do. And she goes on a journey and pretty much discovers her culture and discovers herself and starts to understand about her family and who she is really.
Yeah, that I guess adolescent time is a really tough thing in terms of figuring out where you came from and how it all works. And the mental health burden can be quite considerable. It says on the back of the comic that Pam is deemed weird by her classmates. And this phantom character who comes into her dreams and changes things around, it's an extraordinary drawing because you drew this as well as writing it. You've just done it by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's been multiple different variations through my whole schooling and throughout the years of Phantom, the main villain. He's got some very mysterious powers to be able to go into people's dreams, to be able to change people's perceptions on certain situations and turn up emotions to their max and all that kind of stuff during certain interactions with people. And he's quite a mischievous and devious character. And in the second book, you'll see a lot more of him.
Yeah, no, it says book one on the front, so it's very clear that this is going to continue.
Absolutely.
Oh, how fun. It must be quite a challenge doing a solo graphic novel. I mean, how did your process work for pulling this together and creating this beautiful, you know, brightly coloured book that I have in my hands here?
I'll be honest, graphic novels are extremely difficult to make.
I believe
and
you.
And they take a lot of time. They take a lot of time and a lot of determination. And usually what a lot of people would do is they start off with about 8 or 9 page graphic novels, and they slowly work their way up. And me working and starting off a 44 page graphic novel was very difficult. And at times you do get determined, and at times you do just want to just scrap the whole idea and try something new. But but I have to thank the team at StickMob, and because we all worked on it together. We had little intensives on working on the graphic novels together, and thanks to Wendy as well for, you know, pushing us along and believing in us and all that kind of stuff. And it's a whole team effort, I reckon.
It's an extraordinary thing to have done. Wendy, what's your perspective on how all this came together?
I totally agree with Declan that, yeah, he showed me his graphic novel, and I said to him, I was extremely impressed by his ability to bring words and ideas and to tell complex stories in through his stories on the page. And so I asked him to show his peers to see what they thought, and they were, I think, equally impressed. So that's how StickMob came about. But we also brought in, through ILF, we brought in Wolfgang Beschemer from Gestalt Publishing, and Justin Randall, who's a well-known graphic novelist, and Brenton E. McCann, who's an Indigenous graphic novelist from Broome in Western Australia.
Okay, so was there some mentorship through those roles?
Yes, very much so.
It's an extraordinary thing. I mean, it's hard enough publishing any kind of publication in Australia, no matter what it is, but these beautiful books with, you know, very, very glossy, they're the production values versus the kind of comics that I grew up with that were printed on sort of newsprint or something. It's just extraordinary. I mean, these are works of art.
I agree with you. They are like gems. They shine, and they're different colors on each of the front covers. Like it's just beautiful. They really show how committed and enthusiastic and how talented StickMob graphic novelists are.
Absolutely.
And that mentorship coming through from, you know, Wolfgang, Brenton and Justin are all, you know, at the top of their games. They know what they're doing, and they're extremely good mentors.
Yeah, I'm blown away by the quality of these products. So we have Declan's Mixed Feelings book, but we also have Seraphine and Newberry's Exo Dimensions and Storm Warning by Lauren Boyle and Alyssa Mason. Tell us about Storm Warning. Declan, what's this book all about, and how did you come to work with these two creatives?
Well, what's it called? When we first got involved with ILF and Gestalt Publishing, Wolfgang saw the potential in the three other girls that were actually meant to try and help me out and help bring Mixed Feelings together and bring it to life. But he saw potential in those three girls and saw that they could possibly make two other books out of this. So Lauren and Alyssa teamed up to make Storm Warning, and Seraphina went and made Exo Dimensions. And Storm Warning is about unnatural disasters happening in unnatural areas. So pretty much earthquakes happening where earthquakes aren't meant to be, and hail storms happening in, you know, rainforests and all that kind of stuff. It's just, it's showing a bit about climate change, and, you know, it reflects a little bit about the world and how things are changing along there. And the main story is about Sky, the main character, and her going through, surviving through all this with a couple of her friends and all that.
Yeah, and it's stunning. It's a very large format too. And just the labour of love that's gone into all, I mean, the amount of drawings you have to do a graphic novel, they're in the hundreds for each of these books. What can you tell us about Exo Dimensions as well, Seraphina Newberry's book?
Oh, Exo Dimensions. Exo Dimensions is about a apocalyptic Australia with mutant cyborg zombies, and the main character Dylan surviving for this apocalyptic world where it's a mixture of culture and storytelling and just interdimensional time travel and different dimensions and all that kind of stuff. It gets very complex, and it's a very story-rich story, graphic novel, comic, and it's amazing. And the artwork that Justin Randall helped do and Serafina produced, it was just amazing.
I mean, the blurb on the back: mutants, cyborgs, failed clones, and emotional wounds. What is not to like in that list, Aaron?
It's got something. It's got something for everyone. That's what's amazing about it. But
quite apart from being exciting new graphic novels by new creators, these are also historic publications, because Laura and Serafina and Alyssa are the first ever Aboriginal female graphic novelists to have published books. That is a huge landmark, and I guess we know that stories are at the heart of Aboriginal culture. This is a wonderful thing for their stories to be extended to this new medium.
Absolutely. I reckon they should be really proud of themselves and just the amount of effort that they put into it. And it's just, it's such an amazing experience that I got to share with them and just to be, you know, continue working on graphic novels with them is just a treat.
Yeah, this must be a boyhood dream for you as well, Declan. And you are the second behind Brenton McKenna in terms of men from Aboriginal backgrounds making graphic novels. So a pioneer yourself as well.
Absolutely. And there's one thing I really want to make clear is that I struggle with reading and writing because I've been diagnosed with the rare case of dyslexia. So it really shows that anyone can make graphic novels. Anyone can, if they put their head to it and put their mind to it, they can do anything that they want. And don't let anything hold them back. They just do it as long as they have the right people around them and just are determined, they can go for it.
Well, what an inspiring thing. And the Indigenous Literacy Foundation has done a huge amount of work here. It says here they've gifted 537,000 books to more than 400 remote Aboriginal communities and service organisations, all of them vetted to be culturally appropriate. And what a huge contribution that is. And dyslexia, of course, affects all communities. And I have dyslexic people in my life and have seen some of the challenges that they face up front. But what a hugely empowering thing for you to be able to do this. And this is just the first of many. Wendy, what's the plan from here for Stick Mob? Because all these books say book one.
Book one, to be continued. So the continuation is that Declan and I have set up a business called Stick Mob Studio, and which came out of conversations with everyone when we met on the Sunday workshops. We started to talk about how can we make a living from this? How can we continue to tell stories into the future? So Stick Mob Studio came out of that. And yeah, so more graphic novels, there'll be workshops. Declan's a very natural and talented teacher. So there'll be graphic novel workshops, commissions, graphic art commissions. So yeah, we're looking at how to tell stories in multiple ways and how to share those stories and get other people involved telling their stories.
And as an educator yourself, Wendy, how important are graphic novels like these in helping with literacy and helping people with dyslexia to learn to read?
Well, when Declan showed me his graphic novel, it was full of words and images and telling very complicated, complex stories that were embedded in this place, Alice. So it's hugely important, like the ability to communicate through the mixture of words and images is powerful. And it's something, so it doesn't stop that storytelling. It provides a way to motivate and keep stories going. And yeah, so it's very important. And more people are beginning to recognize that there's people outside of the arts community, be it scientists and medicine, environmental people who are turning to graphic novelists because they see the importance of images and words.
Absolutely, I'm sure that's right. So here we go, three new works of art that did not exist before. An enormous amount of work's been gone into. Amount of work has gone into producing them. The launch is coming up on the 8th of July for NAIDOC Week at the Araluen Art Centre in Mbatwa, also known as Alice Springs. Thank you so much for joining us, Declan and Wendy. All the best with this incredible project.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Look, it's our pleasure. These graphic novels are available for pre-order now at all good bookshops and online. You can also get them at the Indigenous Literacy Foundation shop, which is at shop.ilf.org.au. And once again, their names are Storm Warning by Lauren Boyle and Alyssa Mason, Exo Dimensions by Serafina Newberry, and Mixed Feelings by our guest Declan Miller. Congratulations and all the best with the project. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. ABC Radio.